Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your business, realty, and financial needs. Hello, Big Club members, listeners, and friends. I hope you are having a big night. Our big thinker this evening is here to share with you the importance of building your credit and how to look out for firms that promise you the world and then you can't find them in the world after they have taken your money. Mrs. Jacqueline Jones, tell us where you're from and a little about yourself.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jackie, a.k.a. the Credit Lady, and I am based out of Indianapolis, Indiana, and I own Ramaj Credit Restoration.
So what led you to become the founder and grow this company, Ramaj Credit Restoration?
Well, it started out by me fixing my own credit and then just developing a passion for credit and everything about it and wanting to teach people. And so I decided to take this route and I could make a living out of it.
Wow, that's great. So what was it about your own credit that you decided, you know, you wanted to just change things? I mean, did you want to, you know, get a car, a house, or what was it that led you to start within and then work without?
I was trying to purchase my first home, and I really never looked at my credit before. And then when they pulled it up, then they gave me the report and told me all those things, I kind of just took it and spent hours a day just studying it and realizing things and trial and error, and it just basically became just consumed in it, and that's how I started.
Wow. So after you basically went through all the different things to help build your credit and you felt successful, did other people ask you how, or was it that they saw you doing things that you weren't doing before and people started inquiring? Is that how you got your perhaps your first client, or how did that come about?
No, actually my first clients were my family members. I would play with them and find people who would let me do, I guess I would call, trial and error, and it worked out, and then I just started, like, doing it and marketing it, and I had a loan officer who was a friend of mine, and I actually helped a couple of her people, and then another guy was helping a couple of his clients, and then they just started telling people because they were satisfied with the results. And it just started flowing from there, locally anyway. And then I just started doing a lot of stuff on the Internet. So that's how I started to get clientele.
So basically, you could say that one of the things is that not only did you start by building yourself, you had other people that kind of partnered with you that was in the industries who weren't happy with the other firms that was, I guess, out there building people's credit. So they basically, knowing the type of person you were, they came to you?
Yeah, that will be one of the reasons. Another reason is actually here in Indianapolis, it's not many visible quality, is what I call quality credit repair organizations or companies. And there's some of them here, you know, not everyone like is all flamboyant with advertising and things of that nature.
Right.
But it's just not many you can just go touch. It's just not here.
Yeah, because I've known, we've had a lot of reports in the news about, you know, people giving, you know, large amounts of money, $1,500, $2,000, to places to repair their credit. And after the initial transfer of funds, you know, they disappear. What would you tell people to look out for in firms like that so that they, you know, won't become a victim?
Well, the first thing it would be to make sure that you do your research on that company. You want to make sure it's a reputable company. You want to make sure that it's registered with their state. You want to make sure that they're following any criteria that is required of them to own and operate a credit repair organization within their state. You also want to take it a step further and check out the Better Business Bureau. Not saying they have to be a member, but
okay,
make sure they're registered, because they treat members and non-members the same as far as their people having issues and complaints and stuff like that. So I guess I just always tell people just to do your research and call, make sure you can speak with somebody, make sure you get a feel for them, and you know,
pardon, what did you say, a steel form?
No, a feel. You want to get a feel form through the phone.
Oh, okay. All right.
If you're liking what you're hearing, and just some people are tricky, but just, you know, just talk with them. But
okay, so you would really say that it was, you know, once you really get a chance to talk to a person, you can really actually, you know, get a feel.
Yeah, I think so. That outside of your research, you need to
first
do your research, and I do mean research. Ripoffreport.com. You want to do everything. You just need.
Oh wow, that's something else. I've never even heard of that. Ripoffreport.com.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a good place to do some research.
Yeah, I mean, you just type in certain things, that company name, and it'll come up. And this is a site that's open to the public. And if they feel like they were ripped off or something was wrong, they'll go there and they'll type it out, and they'll type out what happened. And you can go there, and if that company is in there, you can read it and just read the stories and see if you could correlate with it, or if it sounds familiar, or if it's like,
Now, what is your website? Do you have a website? You should, right?
Yeah, I have two of them. You have www.ramajcreditrepair.com.
Can you spell that for our listeners?
That's R-A-M-A-J.
R-A-M-A-J.
creditrepair.com. And then I have a blog.
Ramajcreditrepair.com. Okay.
Yeah, then I got the blog that I just kind of go out and tell people all sorts of fun things. And it is creditrepairtalk.blogspot.com.
Okay, so it's specifically credit, and you say the name of it is Credit Repair Talk at blog.com?
No, creditrepairtalk.blogspot.com.
Okay.
And that's my Credit Repair World blog is what I call it.
Okay, and you know what? I am a little slow at times, so could you repeat that again slowly so that everybody will be able to get that?
Credit Repair Talk. .blogspot.com.
Okay. Yeah, well, of course, you know, I've been to the sites because even before I have a listener on, I'll, you know, kind of check them out. I don't want anybody on here who's, you know, got some ridiculous thing going on. And I was very impressed with your blogs and your main business site. And I also noticed that you partner with a lot of professionals with licenses who will benefit you. And something that I came across on there that I didn't know from just talking to you on the phone is that you're also a realtor.
Yeah.
that's a good thing. So I can see how, you know, not only building your credit, you can build a credit of some of your clients. How did that come about? Were you a realtor first, or did you start with the credit business first?
Credit was first. Realtor came about because a lot of my clients were coming to me and who didn't have a realtor attached with them, and I would let them know that I was able to help them. Realtor also came about with me helping just family and friends. It's not something I advertise.
Okay.
Don't have any business cards for it. It's just something, you know, it's just something.
Multiple
and if I feel like a...
Multiple streams of income. I mean, any business person just doesn't rely on one stream. They have many, and you know, I believe you are a true business person. Do you have any plans to expand in your business?
Yeah, actually, this week we just went into a temporary 6 month office. We're waiting on our main location to finish up. They're finishing up, getting it ready so we can all move in. Just with that, really, I'm just trying to get this going, and I want my blog to be huge, and, you know, I'm Gary Hire assistant. So I'm kind of taking it slow. I'm going to expand. I'm just expanding income. I'm really not expanding the company, per se, just my knowledge of it.
Oh, okay. So you would say that depending on, or actually whatever field a person decides to go into, that ongoing education, because the market changes so much, is, it should be a big part of any business or business owner?
Yeah, you got to know. You got to educate yourself in everything. You know, that's just, that's mandatory. I'm sure everyone knows that. You got to know what's going on so you can know where your business is going. If you're not up on the news, you don't know how to forecast for your business in the future. You don't know what's going on. You have to know what's going on with everything that you do. It's mandatory.
When you decided to start this business, what did you view as a challenge or an opportunity?
Oh, God, the most challenging thing, I'll be honest, is you getting people to trust you. With what I do, I deal with extremely, extremely fragile information. And, you know, they want to make sure that you're legit and that you're locking up their files. They want to know if they can meet you, you know, just locally. You know, I deal with
right.
people all over the states, but or my out-of-state people, they want to talk with me on the phone, and I email them, they just want to know that I'm a person and that I'm not going to take their money and run and that I'm going to keep their information in a safe spot. So it's really getting people to trust me.
Yeah. Well, I believe that just from, you know, previous phone conversations and even here that you are very trustworthy people, and I'm sure with the law of attraction that those are the type of people who will, you know, come to you and help you expand your business.
Yeah, and another thing that I know, too, is, you know, I always tell people when you seek out a credit repair organization, something you want to look for is you kind of want to be skeptical of a person who will take your money and tell you to send them your report, and they know they're going to help you. Because I'll be honest, not everyone can help everybody.
Right.
Those are the type of people that would just take your money just because, in hopes that they correct your file. You know, they may not get all the results they desire, or the client may desire. They may do just a little bit because, of course, you can do just a little bit, but they may not have really did it the way they should have, or maybe even should not have even taken the file, but they just wanted to take the money.
Okay.
So I always tell people that.
People like that, you say they may take the money first, and then you send them the file, so they won't even
Either way, I just always say people who just automatically take your credit file, just automatically just say, okay, you're like, yeah, I can fix your credit. Send me your credit report with pay or whatever, because not everybody can fix everybody's file. Ask them for their plan. What is your plan of execution? How do you plan on fixing my file? Have you looked over it? Am I giving you my money, but do you know what you're going to do? A lot of people, they'll just take it, and I could probably be really rich if I did that. People do it. They don't have a clue. They just assume that because you got a credit report and you own a credit repair organization that you can help them. But no, you can't help everybody.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's a good thing to know right off if you can't really help a person. But even if you can't help a person, there's still something that you could possibly tell them so that they can begin to help themselves. And do you also not only help by fixing people's credit, but do you kind of educate them along the process also?
Yeah, I do that. I educate them. I just started up seminars. I do credit repair sessions is what I call them, and it's broken down to 3 sessions each month and on a Monday night. And what we do is we talk about specific items within credit repair, because everybody know a little tit for tat, but you may not know everything. And so I just broke it down to 3 sessions, and they each deal with 3 different things, and this is something I'm going to do every month, and the people could choose whichever session they like to come to and be educated.
All right, well, we need to have just a minute here for our commercial break. Are you in the dark when it comes to real estate knowledge? www.realestatequestionanswers.com. That's www.realestatequestionanswers.com. How much do I need down to buy a property? What is this thing called PMI? I want to refinance, but my mortgage has a prepayment penalty. What should I do? www.realestatequestionanswers.com. Ask now. Okay, back to you. Is there anything you would like to cover that we may have not touched upon?
I think another thing that I would like to put out there, which I know it confuses lots of people, when you're also in the market to look for a CRO, as we call them, or a credit repair organization, I know that the FTC and all the FCRA, everybody says, you know, it's illegal to charge upfront fees.
Oh,
and
is
I know,
okay.
Yeah, they say that. They do say that, that you should not charge for credit repair service until after the service is performed. Okay? That is in there. But I always, you know, tell my people, you get what you pay for is
right.
How I look at it. If someone, I charge upfront costs, I'll be honest, like, I'm not charging that for the credit repair service. I charge that to, normally it is charged to get everything ready. It takes a lot. It takes me hours before I even begin the credit repair service. You see what I'm saying?
Right. And
it takes hours.
I see how a lot of people who, not saying that everyone is a bad person that may not have great credit, but you know, you may go through the whole process and you increase their score 150, 200 points, and then they don't pay you, although
exactly.
You've done all of that work.
Yeah,
so,
I've had that happen.
I can believe it has happened because, you know, people start talking to them and say, you could have done all this yourself. Well, what
mm-hmm.
exactly did they do? You know, and then they say, well, they didn't even do anything. But on our end, we know, you know, that we've done a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, you know, everybody can belittle what you do if they don't know and they're not behind the end. They haven't gotten all of the knowledge and, you know, gone through everything to learn what you've learned.
Yeah. You know, by law, and I say this to anyone, you know, everything that I'm going to do for you, you actually can do for yourself for free if you got a lot of time and patience. That's all it takes. If you could,
right.
You could do it for free. All you need is that and Google, I'm sure. You could
probably get a little basic.
But
yeah,
who got
for
nobody
lot.
Has time for that.
Yeah, exactly. For a lot of people, I mean, I'd rather just, you know, hand it out. But then at the same time, I'm sure while you're going through it, you're educating them. You know, but then I guess you get a lot of referrals too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's
yeah.
What was your website again?
www.ramajcreditrepair.com.
Okay. How did you come about that name?
Everybody asks that. That is my son's middle name backwards. I know that sounds corny, but I couldn't think of anything else.
No, that I like the name. I was just like it's different, and I noticed that it didn't really have anything with your name. At first, I thought maybe it was your last name, but you know, if it works for you,
yeah, it's cute because no one ever knows what it is, and it's so funny when people call. They'd be like, like they can't even say it. They're like,
And then even the word, I mean, I thought it was like an Egyptian firm or something like that.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I've heard lots of stories. I've witnessed lots of things with that name. It's hilarious.
Wow.
Yeah.
That gives people something to talk about right there.
Yeah, it's neat. I like it because here, you know, I'm actually getting ready to start marketing, and I'm like, you know, they see that name and that little logo, and they know it's me. You know, so it's
right.
Pretty neat. So, yeah.
What would be the biggest advice you could share with our audience that helped you the most?
Well, I'll tell them this. This is what I tell my clients who always say, like, doubt a little. And I always tell them, when you come to a CRO, which is a credit repair organization,
mm-hmm.
like coming to a CRO is the same as you going to a tax preparation service. I always tell them, you can do the work yourself. I'm sure you can go buy the forms. You can Google. You can do everything yourself. But it's convenience that you're paying for. And I tell them that. Everybody who thinks they want to fix their credit on their own, if you got time and patience, great. But if you don't, please go out and search and make sure it's the right company and enjoy the services, because those people, including myself, do this all day, and they know stuff you don't know.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I remember it had to be about 11 or 12 years ago. I didn't have a great credit score, and then I had to go roughly behind the scenes to learn about credit myself to repair my credit, and it took a while, you know, and I learned a lot while I was doing it, but I never, you know, had the idea about, you know, actually starting up that type of business because, you know, I didn't have the time for it, and it wasn't my passion for the fact that there is a lot of work involved, I mean, even for yourself, and then to have to do it for someone else. You know, I applaud you, and especially that, you know, you're one of the good people out there who's actually, you know, making it happen, and you're taking your time, because I know how much work is involved, and, you know, to charge somebody for it, I couldn't even do that, you know, because to me it's like, you know, for what you're doing, it's invaluable, it's really priceless, you know, because with a good credit score, you know, you can really get anything. You know, that house, that car, you know, not to say you want to get a whole bunch of credit cards, but you basically can pretty much do anything. And so a couple of $100, $8,000 is nothing compared to what you can actually benefit from it for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're right. And just so people know, if they want to get started on it, you can actually get one free credit report a year at annualcreditreport.com. It's actually free. You don't have to sign up for no monitoring service or anything.
Okay.
You go to annualcreditreport.com. You get one free credit report from each credit bureau for
wow.
people to be able to go look and actually see. And, you know, people could use that in dispute and things, but I will warn everyone, if you use your annualcreditreport.com credit report to dispute, you actually give them an extra 15 days to respond back to you. So I don't go against it. Some people, hey, they have to go. They have to get the free one. If you got to get the free one, use that. If not, please don't use that report.
Wow.
People don't even know that. No one knows it, but I know that. So they'll give you 45 days instead of 30. So they just kind of messes up your whole dispute process. So.
Wow. Well, you know what? That's great because, you know, it's things like this, you know, the little things that we need to learn that make a big difference.
Yeah. So it's just lots of stuff. So I talk about stuff like that on my blog and stuff like that. So.
Okay. Now, you'll be that once a month for the credit repair services workshop. That's at this point, it's in Indianapolis?
Yeah, it is, actually. It's here in Indy. I tried to do the webinar, to actually put it in a webinar form on those nights. Well, not that particular night, but a certain night each week and do that. But I didn't like it well, so I don't know. I'll figure out something for my internet people.
Wow, that's good that you're at least doing it. Have you had it this month, or is it going to come up and you have to, you know, take a space down? Because I'll be sure to, you know, even if you had a site set up just for that on some of my other interviews, I can, you know, do a little advertising for you and point them to your website.
Okay. So actually, I don't, but I definitely will remember what you said, and I will let you know. I'll let you know when I do. As far as the internet world, Indianapolis, you know, I only take so many people, so they kind of fill up. So, but I will let you know when I start the internet shows again. That would be wonderful.
Okay, so is there anyone that you would like to thank? We're getting ready to wind down in our last 5 minutes, so if you want to thank any of your partners or, you know, whoever, you can, this now is the time to, you know, think about those people.
I'll just say thank you, you know, to everyone who understands the truth. The truth. That's all I can say.
That's good.
Understands the truth. It's a lot of fakes out here with this company, and I thank all the people who given me a chance and understood that, you know, that this was actually real and that we provide quality, excellent service, Christian-based too, you know. So definitely I'm proud of that, you know. That's one of the reasons why I tell people to look at who take your file, because if my spirit don't connect with the credit file, I will not take it. And so that's why I have such great success, because this is all things God gave me. I don't take credit for this.
Wow, you know what, and that's good, you know, that you brought that, you know, into light, you know, that your spirit has to actually agree with the file. I mean, you know if something's wrong or right or what you can do. And you don't sidestep that. You know, you give it that honor.
Oh, you have to. I do anyway. I don't know. It's just connection I got with credit. I just know if I could do it or not. It's just.
Yeah. Well, I almost wish my credit was bad. But there's enough people out there to, you know, for you to make happy and change their lives. That's for sure.
Yeah, and that's the best part about it. Every person who I work with, their life absolutely changes. They're able to get whatever it is they're needed. I have not had not one person be able to get whatever it was that they were seeking. So it's exciting to see them all happy and stuff. So that's why I do this.
Well, I'm very happy that you gave me the opportunity to interview you. I know that you're a very busy woman, and for everyone who would love to hear this interview again, visit www.thinkbigradio.com. That's www.thinkbigradio.com. You can hear all of our guests, the past interviews, and you can see who the future upcoming interviews are at thinkbigradio.com. Is there anything you'd like to finish off with?
I'll just tell everyone to go look at my blog and check it out and comment at creditrepairtalk.blogspot.com and come on there and chat with me. That's all I have to say.
And your business website?
www.ramajcreditrepair.com.
You have to spell that out.
I know. I do that all the time. It's okay.
Yeah, because I'm thinking Ramaj. I'm like, okay, is that R-A-M-A-H? Or, you know.
Yeah, it's hilarious. People around here, they'll call me Ramajama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So, yeah, that name is different. So, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I really do. Well, I'm going to wrap this up, and love to have you on here again next year or, you know, anytime soon. Anything new comes out that you want to share, I'll be here to listen.
Okay. Well, God bless you, and have a wonderful night, okay?
You too. Have a great one.
Bye.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, business, and financial needs.